Ryan Mihaljevic down in the dugout here with Wilson Warbirds pitcher Jacob Morrison. Jacob, thank you so much for joining me today.
Absolutely. Glad to be here.
So I want to start last year with you in college at Coastal Carolina playing for the Chanticleers. First and foremost, what even is a Chanticleer?
It's a made-up mythical bird. You'd have to see one, but yeah, it's kind of cool.
You guys played for a national championship last season, unfortunately came up just a little bit short, but at what point during the season did you realize your team was special?
Probably in the pre-spring, we had a really good pitching staff and we knew we could hit the ball. And, we all kind of just had this collective agreement that we were going to win a lot of games, honestly.
What sort of lessons or moments can you take from that special season last year and apply to the rest of your career and bring to different teams as you advance your way up minor league baseball?
Well, I think a big thing is always winning culture. I'm always a very competitive person, and I've always been a part of a winning culture, and I think that was something I'll take with me for the rest of my life. And then also just understanding myself and who I am as a pitcher is something I developed a lot at Coastal and something I'll take for the rest of my life.
Switching up here to Wilson, you missed almost a month of the season, almost the entirety of June with an injury. What did the recovery process look like for you?
I tweaked my back once and then I tweaked my bicep, kind of just unfortunate timing with it. It was a lot of time in AZ, a lot of time with the trainers, a lot of time just building back up, ramping up to throw, to come back here. Really, honestly, just a lot of treatment and recovery stuff, so all good now.
You've thrown three times since that injury. Two of them have been very, very good outings for the Warbirds. Were there any nerves coming back to the mound?
Not really. It's a long time to sit there and just not throw, so I was excited to be back.
What does your pitch mix look like, and where did you learn to throw those pitches?
So I throw a fastball, a cutter, a changeup, and a curveball. I threw a fastball and curveball my whole life. I learned a curveball because of Justin Verlander, and then when I got to college, I really developed a cutter, slider, and then a changeup.
The MLB draft is happening this weekend. Obviously, you know what it's like. You were a third-round pick by the Brewers last year. You have a ton of teammates from Coastal who I assume will hear their names called this weekend. What kind of advice do you have for not only them, but anyone really who is going to be drafted this weekend?
I'd say more than anything, it's going to be slow. Like, you get drafted and you think the next day, like, you're going to be throwing a bullpen or be throwing for the team that you get picked by, and it's a little bit longer process than you think, but it's a different level. It's a different level to it. It's a different level of attention to everything. So it's pretty cool, and like, you should enjoy it a lot. Like, it's one day that you should cherish for the rest of your life for sure.
What did draft day look like for you last year?
Really not much. Just my family was over, just while on my front porch and kind of just hanging out and eating, and you know, I didn't really want anything here. Just kind of want to hang out.
Jacob, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
This has been Ben Mihaljevic down in the dugout with Jacob Morrison.